You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
So many things, Don, just to, it's a bit hard to know where to start. That is a bit of a...
Before we start, can I ask
you... Well, this is starting, okay. So don't
well,
say
well,
before
before
we
you
start,
get into your introduction, how are you?
What?
How are you? How are you?
Good, thanks. Thank you, Don. How are you?
Well, you're unshaven again, so I would say there's something wrong with your foot. Now... What was that for?
Well, Don, just think about what you said. I'm unshaven, so there's obviously something wrong with your foot. Now, Don, please.
That means your foot is in a cast, and for 6 weeks we put up with this unshaven look.
Yes, Don.
Last week you're up and about and they plaster off and you're cleaned up, but now you've gone back to the unshaven look. So have you had not a relapse, have you hurt your foot?
No, Don, this is hardly... I know we don't speak about very many scintillating topics, but this is at the bottom of the barrel.
People are hanging out
there
wanting to know about your health and well-being.
They're not hanging. They're hoping I'm ill, seriously ill, and maybe many of them are hoping it's terminal.
I think your image is improving.
Now, I'm going to address this before we go any further. So now the rocket.
Oh, no.
Don't hit the table like that. You send the decibel level on the machine. The last time you banged the table, the music came on saying that we'd finished because it activated the Daddy Cool saying we'd finished. So the rocket is. So we spoke about the rocket last week, and I'm just in case people want to know where the rocket is. The rocket, we're getting on very well, and I'm not sure that he's getting on well. Are you getting on well with him?
When you say the rocket, I immediately think of the engine. Stevenson's rocket. Do you remember the Stevenson's rocket? As soon as you said the rocket, I went back into my history and thought of a train called the rocket. Do you remember that? Did you remember doing British history?
Are you serious?
Well, don't you, when somebody mentions a word association, and the first thing that came up was Stevenson's rocket.
Don, I tell you what, I've given you the benefit of the doubt for many, many months. In fact, our very close friend and confidant, who you keep busting his chops, Ben Fordham, who is the number one rating broadcaster in Australasia, because he goes to more stations than Neil Mitchell, who is a very good man, Neil, but Ben is just... creme de la creme, because
he thinks that we're too hot to handle too.
But Don, I don't know why you keep busting his chops. He is trying to run an empire up there, and you keep chipping it away at him with your pissy little questions, and he's too nice to say, Don, for God's sake, man, see if you can, how old are you? You're over 70. See if you can wander your way through life. He says that he's given you the benefit. I've given you the benefit of the doubt over this, and I can't. It's hard to explain what I'm saying. That I could mention the rocket, and you say you're speaking about Stevenson's rocket.
Word association. Doesn't that happen with you when somebody mentions a word, you immediately think of something?
No, it doesn't, Don. I stick to topic, which gets me... I think I had this discussion with Ben Fordham, Dr. Ben. I said, which category do you reckon Don fits into? Now, this is clinical. An idiot has an IQ of between 0 and 25. An imbecile has an IQ of between 26 and 50, and a moron has an IQ of between 51 and 70. I said
and
to
a
the
genius walks that
I
fine line.
I said to the Dr. Ben, if you say who's Dr. Ben, I said to Dr. Ben, which one do you reckon Don fits into, idiot, imbecile, or moron? He said, I think he said I could put him in a fourth category. He's a buffoon. He didn't say that. I'm saying that's what he would have said. So I was addressing why the rocket's not here, and this has nothing to do with Stevenson's steam engine or whatever. Said, incidentally, now have a listen to this, Don. I'm driving in here today. I'm listening to this is part of it. I'm driving in here today and I listen to my favourite station, Golden Days Radio. They play all the old songs, Yesterday's Memories Today. And they take the feed off Channel 9 News or whoever owns Channel 9. They take the feed off Channel 9 News for their news. And these were the items. These were talking about rockets. These were the items on the news. How are we going? So they say, yes, it's 9 o'clock. Welcome to the news. The first item is 5 minutes about COVID and how many people have got it and how many people haven't. Fine. So that goes on and on and on.
Okay.
So if you just turn a deaf ear to that. And then they have a listen. This was on the news. And you think I'm making it up? I'm not. Then it said, a survey came out. I know you think I'm making this up. The rocket would think I'm making this up. Not the man who did the steam engine, but the rocket is not here. I'll tell you why he's not here in a minute. They said the company, I think is it Brockhoff or whoever makes shapes. Do you know what shapes are?
Brockhoff make biscuits.
Yeah, that's right. They make shapes. Those.
Do they?
Yes.
Have they been bought out? Are they still an Australian company?
Is this word association again?
No,
I'm telling you what was on a news item. This was on the news. It said a survey came out about which was the most popular flavour of shapes, which are a savoury sort of biscuit. And they said the chicken flavour was number one, voted number one, and barbecue was, you can have chicken shapes or barbecue shapes. This was a news item. How could that get onto the news? That was the most popular brand
of... Well, they were short of news.
Oh, and this is why I said the rocket. And then they said, I think they're making this up, they said Australia is trying to put a rocket onto the moon. NASA have asked them...
A rocket?
A rocket. Putting up...
Not
they
the
want Australia,
rocket, a rocket.
Want Australia... To, what did you say?
Not the rocket, a rocket.
The rocket? What, the man that... He used to be here, not him, not the rocket. Gee, what did you think Australia? I reckon someone said you were going to be an astronaut once, Don. I said that wouldn't be right. They said, yeah, it's right. The school teacher rang his parents up and said to Don while he was at school, get him out, he's taken up space. They said that Australia was going to put a rocket or was developing a rocket. NASA had asked them to put a rocket on the moon. So, well, they might as well put one on the sun. Bloke said, we can't put a rocket on the sun. It'll melt. He said, we're going at night. Anyhow, so there are the three. And then the third thing on the news was about Ricky Nixon. So it went COVID, rocket on the, no, in this order, went COVID, barbecue shapes, which chicken shapes are the most popular flavour, then it went rocket on the moon, then it got on to Ricky Nixon and it said Ricky has, well, this has been well documented, Ricky has been selling Indian-made vinyl footballs. Not Indian-made, Chinese-made Chinese-made footballs. he has been allegedly selling or selling footballs signed by the Melbourne football, some Melbourne Football Club players, and some people think the signatures are bogus. And a couple of the people whose signatures are purportedly on it said, no, we've never signed those. And Ricky's, I'm not sure if he's being investigated. This is well documented. And he's a friend of ours, Don.
And usually when a buyer, a retailer will usually make a refund.
Well, anyhow.
And if they're not happy, I've taken goods back because I'm not happy. And obviously there'll be a refund to this.
Is this you going on to what you've had refunded? Is this word association again, Don? What have you had refunded?
What I'm saying,
pair of jeans or shoes,
the dissatisfied customers,
or a toaster? Did you ever buy a toaster?
Dissatisfied customers will get a refund, I should imagine.
Well, if it's found out to be that they're not real, so we're not sure
what the football, yeah, or the signatures.
This footballs are real.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they're real. They're real Indian knockoffs.
They're made of vinyl.
They're real Indian knockoffs. So they're not the ones that you'd play at a match with, not the old Sharons
or the Ross Faulkners. But what can they really do? What can the authorities do?
What, are you serious?
I'm deadly serious.
Well, you can't sell, if this is right, I would just suggest you can't sell, purport to have genuine articles have things that are replicas and not saying that these are
So what's the penalty,
stamps of authenticity.
What will be the penalty if found guilty?
Well, I have no idea,
That's
Don.
Right. It could be jail.
Jail. That might be a fine or something.
Well, if
or
you haven't got the money to pay the fine.
What's the AAAC? What's that called?
But if you haven't the money to pay the fine, what's the point of doing
it? He'd have the money to pay the fine because he's got the money from the footballs he sold.
Well,
so we could just give him a refund. That's if the signatures are not right. I haven't seen the signatures, but someone said that they all look the same. They all... The script or the scroll or the, the script, I think it's called script, is written similarly on all their signatures. And some of the players have said that they didn't sign the footballs. But we're not sure about that. So how'd they get onto that? Now, that was one of the news items. So that was the news of the day. The COVID went for 5 minutes, so you just turn it off when that comes on because there's so much information that they don't mention about adverse comment about the COVID injections and the virus, that they don't want to push a narrative that they don't think's popular, and yet there's a hell of a lot of narratives and a hell of a lot of comment. And as soon as you get on to speaking like this, people say, oh, you're trying to tell people not to get vaccinated. You're an anti-vaxxer. None of that can be the case. None of that's the case with me. But there is a hell of a lot of a differing opinion, and I'll read some of them out if you like, but there's a hell of a lot of differing opinion about the COVID. There's a professor called Christine McCartney. She's a specialist in infectious diseases in a hospital in New South Wales. And in the New South Wales court, in a court in New South Wales, a barrister asked Professor Christine McCartney, is it time that double vaxxed people, is it true, rather, that double vaxxed people are 13 times more likely to catch and spread the virus? Is it true that double vaxxed people are 13 times more likely to spread or catch the virus? And Professor Christine said yes. I don't know why you'd ask that question, but this is because this doesn't get reported. Then this is not me saying this. This is out of the courts, the documents. The barrister said, "Is the vaccine dangerous to pregnant women or those planning to get pregnant?" And she said, "Yes." This is
really.
She said. The barrister said, is the vaccine dangerous to pregnant women or those planning to get pregnant? Meaning, is it dangerous? And she said, yes. And then the barrister said, is it true that the vaccine has never been studied for its effectiveness or safety? And she said, yes, it's never been fully studied. Now, that happened in a court in New South Wales because some people are pushing back on mandatory vaccinations for a whole lot of reasons. We're not saying you shouldn't get vaccinated. I'm not saying that. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm just saying there's a hell of a lot of chat going on about it, but it never gets reported because the press or the media have some sort of vested interest in...
It's not only them, it's also medical people as well pushing for it.
So, that I'm glad you said that, Don. So these were two... This is why you can't believe the state government. They're just patent liars over a whole lot of things. So Daniel Andrews was asked... I watched it at a press conference... And about mandatory vaccination, he said, MPs and judges are on an authorised workers list, but it doesn't matter who you are, it applies to all, meaning that you can't get on a list saying you can't get vaccinated. It applies to everyone. You must get vaccinated.
They're exempt, I heard.
Parliamentarians. So, Don, thank you. So, Andrew said, I'll read this out again. He said, they're on an exempt list, but it doesn't matter who you are. That means it applies to all. That is...
That's a contradiction.
So no. So then Brett Sutton, whoever he is. He said, this is what Brett Sutton said, contradicted himself in the very next statement. He said, the specific advice supported by the Solicitor General, Constitution and Legal... other legal prosecutors said a mandate is not recommended for those groups. That is, those groups of doctors or lawyers or solicitors. So they are exempt, apparently. He just said it's not recommended. This is a constitution, the Solicitor General and Constitution and other legal prosecutors said a mandate is not authorised or recommended for those groups. That is, for doctors or medical people or parliamentarians. So how can you say that they have no idea what they're talking about? And then...
Why doesn't somebody come out and do an expose on these people, especially Daniel Andrews? There's so much... flying around out there in the ether about him, rumour and innuendo and whatever else. Why doesn't somebody put a story together like Michael Warner did the Boys Club book on the AFL? Why doesn't somebody come out and put it all together about Daniel Andrews?
Well, then we mentioned last week about how he is locked down the state and is looking as though we're the most locked down country and state in the world, and because he's trying to get on top of it all, having just been responsible for between 800 and 900 deaths in the first instance when he got that bogus quarantine company jobs for the boys.
They're in liquidation too.
Got them involved when all the other states only had a handful or even under a handful, under 4 or 5 deaths. We had up to 900. And then, so the watchdog, this is the report, watching the Victorian debate in Parliament, so it turns out that Henry Pinksia's company was awarded the hotel quarantine security tender without a formal tender. He is a factional member of the McNamara ALP branch.
Doesn't his daughter work for them as well?
And his daughter works for Daniel Andrews.
Yeah, that was reported last year.
Well, I'm just saying to you that so while the Premier and the government are jumping up and down about locking us down to within an inch of our lives because we're being responsible, that is about as irresponsible as you get. And that has been found out, that this is a jobs for the boys, it's nepotism. And you wonder why we keep going on about it, because no one ever reports it in the mainstream media.
Can I just say a couple of things? You've had a fair go here.
Thanks.
Andrews was caught last week without the mask. Now, okay, it's old news, but nobody went into it. If he's done it twice, I have a mask, and I should imagine you do, right beside me when I, wherever I go. Andrews has done it more than twice, and that is not wearing a mask. The mask, and he's only been found, guilty on two occasions. I would say that Andrews has done it a lot more times without wearing a mask. Now, the repercussions, I went to Mornington on Saturday night to buy some fish and chips for tea, and all the young people, teenagers, were maskless. They're riding their bikes, their skateboards, riding, walking, and not one teenager had a mask on. Why is that? And I'll also
they've probably decided that it's futile and it's not necessary.
I understand, but they're following maybe an example set by the Premier.
Well, there's no example set by the Premier or this government.
He didn't wear a mask. And I will go on and also say that a lady rang Neil Mitchell rang Neil Mitchell's radio show a couple of weeks ago about the non-reporting of COVID on the peninsula. She's on the front line. Now, I found out last week that a school has been closed in Rosebud. A bank has been closed in Mornington Main Street, also one in Mount Eliza. I think it's the National. I know of one fellow that's isolating at home.
Because
this is not being reported. COVID is, well, I won't say rampant, but COVID is out and about on the peninsula and it is not being reported. I wonder how much COVID is actually around Victoria that is not being reported.
Well, a lot of the hospitals and a lot of businesses overseas, particularly the airlines, they're under stress because the employees will not accept the mandatory vaccination that the government, the American government, and I've got a feeling that might be the case here, that those businesses are closed down not because necessarily COVID is part of it, is because their employers require their staff to get vaccinated, and they have pushed back on it, the staff, and they're saying no. If you've had COVID in the first place, you have a 25% better immunity than if you get vaccinated, and they say it's not necessary to get vaccinated. If you've, there's 100 million people apparently in the States have had COVID, and once you've had it and got over it, there is no need to be vaccinated.
Well, that's what I said to you in Europe.
And
what
people push back on it.
And what they're doing in Europe, I said it a couple of weeks ago, they have one, the first vaccination, then they go out and look for COVID, so they catch it. And then they're immune to it, apparently.
And that flies in the face of government mandates to get vaccinated when it's not necessary. And I've just read out about what that professor for specialist in infectious diseases said in the court. She said it hasn't been tested, and pregnant women.
We all know that. You know, what is the therapeutical goods and what is the other word? What does A stand for? TGA, therapeutical goods.
TGA.
I
don't know.
Anyway, it hasn't been approved by them. But isn't the other thing, just quickly, Pfizer. Isn't it amazing we can now get Pfizer for over 60-year-olds?
Yes. Well, that's correct.
No, I'm not saying anything. Go on.
No, I was right. No, nor am I. Okay. So there we are. So
I had to have AstraZeneca. Now we can get Pfizer. Nobody would give me Pfizer, my preferred option.
So, Don, there we are. These things don't get reported because the media have a vested interest in pushing either state narrative or a government narrative, and no one ever gets balanced. And as soon as you say that, they say, oh, you know, they accuse you of being anti-vaxxer and all. There's plenty of people pushing back on it, and the hospital crisis in America is under stress and meltdown, not because of the COVID people being admitted to hospital, because they have sacked the nurses, or the nurses and the doctors will not get vaccinated as the government mandate, and therefore they are not, they've laid them off or sacked them. And that's why the hospital is under crisis, the hospital system in America. Not because of the number of cases, because there's no staff there, because they've been let go or sacked, because they're not adhering to the government mandate to be vaccinated, because they don't think it's necessary for those reasons I've just mentioned.
And another problem with lockdown, which I just experienced yesterday, I went looking for a particular item for the work I do. It's no longer available because the imports into Australia, they're no longer being made or not imported. It is only just now starting to come to the fore, and also nobody has mentioned about the debt that we have incurred. It's interesting, nothing has been mentioned about the debt, and I think it'll take generations for this debt to be paid off. So there's two things that, as an aftermath of this lockdown.
Yes, very good, Don. Now, just moving...
You've been following IBAC?
A little.
I wonder why Anthony Byrne has become the whistleblower. He was a good friend of John Semenyak. Is that it?
I don't know. You've been speaking to John...
Well, he said he was going to come on the podcast, but... He wasn't going to come on because he had a case before IBAC. Now, I understand why he didn't want to come on, because this is a big issue. But why would Anthony Byrne put himself or finish his political career? I suppose he's been in Parliament long enough, he'll get a pension when he goes out. And this is interesting that Minister Dunallan resigns from his ministerial position. Why didn't he resign from Parliament altogether? These guys go from a minister to a backbencher. They're still in Parliament receiving their money.
Yes, Don. Quite right.
Not quite right. You're not even interested and you wouldn't know.
I am interested.
Know what's going on. And by the way, I think Daniel Andrews is finished. There's moves afoot to replace Daniel Andrews.
Is there by whom?
Information. It's amazing who comes forward since you've been.
But that's been
since we've been. No. It's on. And my information was right about something else a couple of weeks ago from this source. And
is this to do with politics or sport?
Politics.
What was the information that you were right 2 weeks ago from this source?
The union were the first to go to the government and say, we want the workers vaccinated. This is the building workers.
We want them vaccinated.
Now, this is what the union said. They went to the government, but they didn't want to enforce their members to be vaccinated. They knew the backlash that would occur. So they said to the government, the state government, you legislate that workers, construction workers, have got to be vaccinated on the building site and we will back you. The government in turn handballed it to the employers, the builders, and said, you make it mandatory. So the union doesn't stand up. They came up with the idea. The government doesn't stand up, and they put it on and handballed it to the work, to the employers, to make it mandatory that workers be vaccinated. Now, that information, we said a couple, and that was the source. So the source is very good.
So... And that's at, so COVID and all the vaccine is never reported unless it's positive for the people spreading their point of view. And also climate change is on the... So there's a climate change conference in Glasgow, which Prince Charles has advised the Prime Minister Morrison to go to.
Oh, he hasn't advised him. It was just a passing comment if you saw the interview. It wasn't, you're making a big thing, and he didn't get up, and it was just a passing comment.
So what did he say?
Well, I don't know.
He said it'd be a good idea if you went.
Well, yeah, okay.
Well, that's advising him,
isn't it? It wasn't a press conference, it was just two people.
Well, I didn't say it wasn't a press conference. I just said I saw him say it'd be a good idea. He said he'd like the Prime Minister to go to the... and we say this often. We say this often. There's a huge... energy crisis in Europe and the States as we speak because they found renewable energy sources are not adequate to compensate for fossil fuels and oil and all that sort of stuff. And you find, this is inevitable, but the top 25 cities in the world who produce the top 25 CO2 emissions. So the top 25 cities in the world that produce carbon monoxide into the atmosphere are all in China. They are under a power crisis at the minute because they can't get enough coal to fire up their coal-fired power stations. And so here's the climate crisis and climate convention going on in Glasgow. They've asked people to toe the line. They want $100 billion to push for clean energy, and only $20 billion has been pledged by all these companies who sign up. So it's just, it is just projection. They are saying the right thing. It's not do as I say. It's,
they're talking the talk, but they're not just walking,
talk exactly, because it is unsustainable the way it is going. You can't, there's power outages and shortages and fuel shortages because they're pushing the Green New Deal, which is a great thing to do, but it's it is not working. And as we said before, if you want to reduce carbon emissions into the atmosphere, don't use anything that produces carbon emissions. We did that 30 billion tonnes and what, 7 degrees of 7 trillion tonnes. I did that last week, but no one ever mentions any of that because it's not fashionable, and because you'll have people gluing their face and heads to the windows of buildings because they're climate activists. It's all great. We all want the climate to improve, but no one wants to reduce their standard of living as a result of it. Don,
is it true that you where you live, you're going to have, are you, is your postcode going to be changed, or just the name of the precinct in which you live? Have you heard?
No, I haven't. What's it going to be changed to?
Well, South Bank or whatever it's called, Docklands or whatever.
Yes,
it's, the name's going to be changed to some Indigenous name, so I heard.
Like what?
Well, I don't know, but I'm asking you. You're a resident. Have you heard this?
No, I haven't, Don.
Okay.
And what would be the basis of that?
What do you mean, basis?
Or what would be the reason they're doing that?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. You live in that area.
Is this inclusion and
I'm asking you, diversity and inclusion? You are a resident.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a name. Well, they're proposing a name change.
Well, what's wrong with the Docklands?
Well,
it's a dock where ships and boats come in.
Docklands, but maybe they think it's time for a change. Name change.
Thinks it's time for the change?
I think it might come from the council, the city council.
Melbourne City Council?
Yes.
Well, then I think they'd probably want to do a plebiscite, would they, or would they?
I don't know, mate. You're a resident.
Yeah,
I'm just asking
a resident.
The question.
Yeah.
I'm just.
Yeah.
We're talking.
Well, that
here.
Would be completely ridiculous, just to change it for the sake of projection
and something
being woke.
I think they're also doing a sculpture with a kangaroo sitting on a chair mark the area.
No, that was the didn't the mayor S? Mayor
no,
S?
No, mayor.
The mayor is? Oh, the mayor.
Mayor.
All right. Didn't the mayor, Miss Sally...
Lord Mayor. The Lord Mayor.
Sally Capp. Didn't she commission a New Zealand artist sculptor to make a wire kangaroo? Remember we mentioned they spend $1 million to make a kangaroo out of coat hangers?
I thought that was an I thought it was a kangaroo on a chair.
Well, I said a kangaroo. I don't know what it was sitting on.
On a chair.
Sitting on a chair. Well, yeah, let's hope they ask the residents if they think that's a good idea and don't make ad hoc statements based on the fact that they think it's a good idea. We had our correspondent from Hong Kong. We have a correspondent over there.
Before we get on to that...
Why, before we get on to it?
I'm still waiting for the rocket. We started off with the we've just gone everywhere else except... So we're going to come back to the rocket in the closing ceremony. Well, maybe we should...
Closing ceremony.
Well, this closing
what,
segment.
What, R.I.P., you know...
Segment. We'll come back to the rocket. We'll close the segment. We opened it with the rocket.
No, we'll
close it with the rocket. Well, okay, let's just continue and you can close it with the rocket.
Close what?
The segment.
Well, we're finished now.
Oh, well, do you want to close it or do you want to talk about anything else?
Anything else, Don? What have we spoken about so far?
COVID.
I was talking about our Hong Kong correspondent who said that she's a woman. Her pronouns are she and her. She went into a supermarket in Hong Kong and what do you think was on the shelf? Shit the bed's hot sauce. I said, was it as a result of the podcast? Or she said, oh, probably don't think it was as a result.
So of they're exporting this stuff.
There, it's in Hong Kong, and I said,
I better ring my man in Israel.
And I said to our correspondent in Hong Kong, now pardon me, but because this is the name of it, so I'm not swearing gratuitously, but I said, is the vodka, fuck, that's hot.
No, that's the sauce.
Oh, is it? Oh.
Well, where's shit my bed sauce, isn't it?
It's shit the bed is sauce. And there's
what's the vodka? Have you had that?
I thought, no, I haven't had it.
Well, when are we going to try? Oh, I'm not a drinker.
Well, the Rocket had it. It got sent to his place. And he didn't bring it in because he couldn't. He forgot to bring it in. This was a couple of weeks ago. And
we could have washed the sauce down with the vodka.
Bloody Marys, because that's how you have a Bloody Mary. And I said, "Is fuck me, that's hot." Is the vodka in the shelves as well? She said, "I haven't made an inquiry about fuck me, that's hot." So she's going to tell us. So shit the bed.
Who's going to tell us what?
Our correspondent in
Hong Kong is going to tell us what.
He's going to tell us is shit the bed. Shit the bed's there, but is fuck me, that's hot the vodka. Is that in the shelves as well? She hadn't seen if fuck me, that's hot. Was there? So that was that. And then
they're very big online. Did you realise that?
Hmm?
Did you know that these sauces are very big online? If you can't get it at your local supermarket store,
it's a bit hard for the big stores, the mainstream stores, to advertise it. Don,
why?
Because, you know, you have parents and kiddies wandering through the shelves and there on a shelf is shit the bed sauce and the kids say, what's that, mummy? They said, no, don't worry about that, darling. That's just hot sauce. And why has it got shit the bed on it? And wait till they get to the liquor part and it says, fuck me, that's hot, that's vodka. So that's why they can't possibly do it there. But online it's very, very, very strong. Now, I want to ask you this, Don. I want to ask you this. So if you're walking to a supermarket with your granddaughter or grandkids and there's...
Which I did do the other day.
Yeah, you couldn't go past the vodka shelf and and if they can speak English, if they're... not English, if they're able to speak and understand what words mean, you can't have fuck me, that's hot vodka staring in the face. So you'd get that online. So Don, now I'm driving down the freeway... I want to ask, this is just a technical question. And you know where it says, no trucks in the right-hand lane, right? So I'm driving down the freeway the other day, and this bus, this like bigger than any truck I've seen, it's because it's got the double bogies at the back, and the bus, two of them, come down the right-hand lane, passing everyone at 100 and... Well, let's say they legally can drive at 105k, I suppose, but I was driving.
Okay, anyway, get to the point.
Would that not apply to buses?
Yeah, they got to get in the left-hand line.
No, it says trucks. Buses.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They're a heavy vehicle.
Are the buses taking the piss and by driving in the right-hand lane? Because let me tell you what the bus was. It was a police bus.
Really?
It was a police bus.
Well, they may have been off to an incident.
They weren't off to anything, Don. They were just driving there because I watched them come from behind and they were just driving behind me and I was going at about 90 in the second lane and they pulled out and passed a whole lot of cars on the other lane and just
got... They may have been off to a demonstration.
They weren't off to a demonstration. They were just driving. And what would it matter if you're off to a demonstration? You'd have the lights on, wouldn't you? What would a bus be going to a demonstration
for? Well, with all the police on board. How do they get to a demonstration? Walk.
Well, if I'm not saying it's illegal, but I'm asking you, if a bus is a heavy vehicle and you're in the right-hand lane, wouldn't you have the lights going saying, this is why we're in the lane because we're on the way somewhere because it's official business? Everyone was bemused by it. So I'm just asking you, are buses considered trucks?
They're heavy vehicles. You've got to have the license, the same license for heavy as you do for a bus.
Right. Well, they should put trucks.
Are we getting back to our conclusion, our opening?
Hmm?
I'm waiting on the opening.
The Rocket?
Yes.
Right. Now, the Rocket. So, the Rocket. Hmm?
Yeah, come on. Yeah, don't stop.
We had a man in here last week called, I can't mention his name, Rob, and incidentally, he was, because we've had trouble with the quality of sound here, about it buzzing, and he came in and bought some new equipment in and was setting it up last week, and that's why the rocket wasn't here last week. That was one of the reasons, and I did mention that last week. And he also wasn't here because, incidentally, the sound of, we've had very good reports about the sound, and if it's my voice is a bit soft occasionally because I peer around the microphone to look at you to see if you're serious about most of the things you say. But Rob was, I'll mention his name, he's from Concept Audio Visual. That's who provides this equipment, and it's very good equipment. It's called Rode Equipment, R-O-D-E, and he's from Concept Audio Visual. And he can, and you were talking to him here the other day, and you said, he said, I can. Oh, this is
hook up my pump, which I have to walk down.
Your water sprinkler.
My sprinkler system. I've got to walk down to the dam and turn on the pump.
So you're sitting here in Port Melbourne. You can actually, on your mobile phone, press a button and turn on your sprinkler system down at Mornington. I don't know what you're sprinklering down there, but you could turn that on, and you could also see if they're working because he has CCTV cameras there, which come onto the screen on your phone. And you, so that's what he does. That's why he's called Concept Audio Visual. So he was in here last week checking as to what...
This is a long story.
He was in there checking last week why we've had problem with the computer and the sound. And so that's why the rocket wasn't doing the sound. That was one of the reasons, because he had deferred... to him to fix it, because the rocket was never a panel operator at all. He was never a panel operator, but he was, because we are so dumbed on, you and I, we can't work the panel, he was doing it for us. So that was one of the reasons he wasn't in. He said, well, there's no point me coming in if this man's doing this. And the other reason he wasn't in is because he had a difference of opinion as to why we were interviewing someone, and he said he didn't want to be part of it. And we said that's okay then. And he said, well, I'll withdraw from this last week's thing, and that's why he wasn't here. So I said he wasn't here for technical and I can't remember what I said, for production and content values, and he said no, that wasn't quite.
So you were trying to be nice.
I was just wondering why that was a problem, but he said no, that wasn't quite what it was. It was because he disagreed with the person we were interviewing, and he didn't want to be here for it. So I've cleared that up, I hope. Now, so why isn't he here? So he is just having a... I'm not sure if he's pursuing other interests or what, but he's very welcome to come back. We haven't... I'm getting on very well with him, and I'm not sure how... Have you spoken to him? How are you getting on with him?
No, I haven't spoken to him.
No. Would you... Putting it just a conciliatory call to him or something?
No.
I'm not sure how he gauges you and their relationship. But anyhow, we're very happy... Don, aren't we? Very happy if the rocket wishes to make an appearance and contribute, because people love the rocket. They love his input, because they think he adds a voice of reason or change or contrary view to me.
Hit the button.
Now, why? I have a whole lot of bloody things. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We will hit the button. We'll hit the button.
I'm open around the streets late at night. I'm worried because you ain't treating me right. Come back again.